Motor is all about helping drive the acceleration of electric cars. And this product in particular is a subscription where you get a car for as long as you want it. You sign up in an app, it gets delivered to your house, you have the car for as long as you want. That's the context is kind of necessary here because we chose Indianapolis because it's a car market like any other. Most people here own and drive cars. The household ownership, the average cars per household is higher than most places. And cars are an integral part of the city, not to mention the automotive history here with Motor Speedway. So we knew it's a community that cares about cars and about innovation. So it's a pretty good fit all around. The other piece of that is that Motor is part of AES. Indianapolis Power and Light is part of AES. So we have a lot of people here. We have deep ties to the community. And it's a pretty good starting point for something like this.
Okay. So Indianapolis, just in the past couple of years, has lost an electric car subscription service that was not quite the same. It was called Blue Indy, and I don't know if you know about that one. But that was where they had cars that were parked along the street and people could subscribe and go and pick them up and, loosen them from the chargers and drive them around. You just had to drive it back and plug back into a charger. And so when I first saw this, I was wondering if this was not something to replace that. But as far as you know, this is a kind of a separate deal.
So, yes. And I'd say while we support anybody that's interested in electric cars and trying to promote the space, the only overlap between the two services is that they're based in Indianapolis and they provided drivers with electric cars. So Motor Drive, it offers a tailored experience with higher performance electric cars that are in makes and models that feel a lot like owning your own car. Difference is going to be, you're going to notice the performance. If you haven't been in a Tesla and accelerated, there's just a lot more under the hood. So beyond that, drivers can charge at home or on the go whenever they want. They don't have to take the car back anywhere. They don't have to park it on the street. And you get this whole package where there's no need to worry about insurance, maintenance, finding the car. And ultimately, it's not a car sharing program like Blue Indy was. It's a unique experience that allows drivers to get behind the wheel because, going back to our philosophy here, the challenge we're facing is that 70% of people have never actually been in an electric car. So what we're doing here is making it easier for everyone to access these cars.
I'm surprised to hear it's as low as 70%. I would have thought it would be even higher, the number of people who have never actually tried. Well,
we're excited to change that quickly.
So you say the insurance and everything is included? I mean, how much does this cost?
So we've got 5 cars you can pick from at 3 price points, beginning at $649 a month. If you do the math for what your lease costs with insurance, maintenance, how much you pay for gas, everything else, we tried to price it so it's competitive with what you would pay normally for car ownership. And you're getting a pretty top-line car no matter what you're choosing with this. We made our filter for this is looking for cars that have serious range, like over 200 miles, from known brands you've heard of, Nissan Leaf, Chevy Bolt, Tesla's Model X and Model 3, and the Audi e-tron. So there's great variety for everyone. And the way we've tried to price this out while running a sustainable business is that when you think about that whole stack of things you deal with, not to mention the hassle of multiple trips to the dealership, having to pay 6 different people, we tried to make the value here in line with that and ultimately a better value proposition for our members.
And how long can it go on? Can it go on perpetually if the customer chooses?
It can go on perpetually as long as you want it. We want this to feel like ownership, except you have the flexibility of a program like this where we don't want that foreboding price tag of $40,000 for a new car or something like that. It's something where you can get in and pay that monthly fee. And if you decide to exit, you have the flexibility to stop, which right now, honestly, when there's this level of uncertainty of the world, it's something that resonates with a lot of our customers and with me. Personally, it's been a long time since I owned a car, so I was very excited about this when we put it together.
Yeah, well, I guess another question would be, when does this start and how can a person actually get a hold of you guys in order to get it started?
Great question. So we formally launched last week. We've gotten a bunch of inches so far. If you're interested in subscribing, go to motorev.net/drive, click get started, and we'll reach out with an invitation to download the app, a promo code to save a few bucks on the first month. All you have to do from there is enter some information in the app, and we'll deliver the car to you.
You have to have a good driving record?
You do have to have a good driving record. Part of our providing insurance is making sure that we can continue to provide that insurance at an affordable rate.
Okay. Well, is there anything that I haven't asked that you think that we should have covered?
I think the one thing here that's just worth mentioning in the program like this is that this is part of AES, create and support the larger organization's mission to accelerate a safer and greener energy future. One thing we're looking at this is transportation is a big bucket of carbon emissions and a key component to achieving that cleaner future vision. So we understand electricity. We're interested in these issues. We realize the power of being able to accelerate this kind of shift towards a more sustainable transportation industry. So we're excited to be taking part in it.
How long will Indianapolis be the only city?
That is a great question. Right now, we have no plans for a second city specifically, but expect at some point in the future that we'll probably start thinking about that.